brother once told me, late in our cups, I had the craziest friends he'd ever met. He's from the extremely flat state of Wisconsin and was an attorney most of his life. His friends, he informed me, were boring and straight. Perfectly normal people, in other words. My brother thought maybe living on an island might be some root cause of abnormality. The very idea of Wisconsin as the epicenter of normality in the known universe is as risible as compassionate conservatism was around the time of the Iraq War, the sequel. Show me a room full of normal persons, and I'll bet just below the epidermis lurks weirdos, psychos, wife beaters, shopping addicts, child molesters, OxyContin fiends, binge gamblers, superstitious astrology readers, philanderers, petty crooks, white-collar criminals, religious converts, and, well, you get the picture. Folks who believe in UFOs and alien medical probes, hoarders, agoraphobics, conspiracy theorists, John Birchers, shoplifters, alcoholics, fetishists, TV junkies, computer zombies, you name it, they're in the room waiting for the lights to go out. Normality is what you got before the stool got kicked out from under you, before your wife had a miscarriage, or your job was axed, or your kid was arrested for petty theft. Reality slips a cog or two, then the world starts to lurch. The ground liquefies, assumptions no longer seem so linear and obvious. Religion is an ocean with no bottom. Maybe the South End is a little closer to escape velocity, possibly very close to moving away from the mainland with every tide. But the whole continent is set sail too. The tectonic plates underneath are piling up and the pressure is building. I like to think we islanders have already made adjustments, although I'm pretty sure we haven't. Otherwise, well, we'd be normal.